We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President's receiving criticism over mandate plan. We have the story.
A half dozen Kansas health systems requiring employee vaccinations. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Local agencies in the Kansas City area say they could welcome 625 Afghan refugees. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Once again, temperatures are going to be running about 10 degrees above normal for this time of year today, but we see a break in the heat and rain chances on the way this week. We'll talk about the timing of all of that here in just a few minutes.
Tropical Storm Nicholas is strengthening as it travels up the western Gulf Coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami say coastal areas of Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana could see heavy rain and flooding. Nicholas has top winds around 60 miles per hour. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for coastal Texas. Nicholas is expected to produce storm total rainfall up to 10 inches across portions of coastal Texas into southwest Louisiana through midweek.
President Biden continues to face criticism after announcing new coronavirus vaccine mandates. Fox's Mark Meredith reports.
President Biden is brushing off this criticism from some Republicans against his new vaccine mandates. We heard from the Surgeon General today who said these mandates are not only needed but being welcomed by some employers. So we know the government is trying to roll out a mandate that will require companies with more than 100 employees be vaccinated, or those employees who opt out will have to undergo testing every week. We also know that the federal government wants to expand the vaccine requirements for federal workers and contractors, and the TSA is going to be doubling the minimum fine for people who violate the mask mandate if they're flying on a train or on a bus.
President Biden says the only way to avoid the mandate is to claim an exemption on either religious or medical grounds, but critics argue these exemptions could be abused.
At least six Kansas health systems are requiring employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19 within the next 3 months. That's according to the Kansas Hospital Association.
Pratt Regional Medical Center required employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine by August 9th. Lawrence Memorial Hospital and the University of Kansas Health System said that a majority of their employees have been vaccinated. Wichita's four hospitals have been operating for weeks at full capacity, with limited beds and staff. At Wesley Healthcare, a shortage of nurses and a growing number of mostly unvaccinated patients is straining the system. Meanwhile, the University of Kansas Health System said 13 people died at its facilities in less than a week. Its chief medical officer, Steve Seitz, noted that the health system had far more COVID-19 patients on Labor Day this year than it did last year, the Kansas City Star reported.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting.
Wichita police are investigating a shooting Saturday afternoon in the 1600 block of South Broadway. A 25-year-old man suffered a wound to the upper thigh. Police say the injury was not serious. Cause of the shooting is under investigation. And police say the victim and a witness who was inside the residence have not been cooperative. No arrests have been made in the case.
Resettlement agencies in the Kansas City area have told the federal government that they have the capacity to welcome more than 625 refugees from Afghanistan.
Three organizations designated by the U.S. State Department as resettlement agencies submitted the figure in a proposal to the agency in late August. The agencies are Della Lamb Community Center, Jewish Vocational Services, and Catholic Charities of Northeast Kansas. But Della Lamb Executive Director Ryan Hudnall said the figure is subject to change depending on who chooses to come to Kansas and who has existing relationships in the area. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline rose 2 cents over the last 2 weeks to a new average of $3.25. However, industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says consumers should not expect prices to rise higher due to Hurricane Ida, which slammed into Louisiana, closing refineries there.
That slammed into supply, but it also slammed into demand. So we have at least a partial offset of the price factors from Hurricane Ida.
Lundberg says the Gulf Coast refineries are back up and running following the storm a couple of weeks ago. KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Season-opening thriller for the Kansas City Chiefs, and we've got all the highlights coming up in sports.
In Britain, a trial of a blood test to detect cancer shows promise. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The KNSS Morning News is being dead now at 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. Nationally syndicated talk show host Todd Starnes tells KNSS News President Biden's new COVID vaccine mandate is fascism.
The idea that we're going to set aside a demographic of the people and we're going to dehumanize them. It really was troubling to hear the president use this term over and over again, talking about the unvaccinated. You did this to us. Joe Biden literally blaming the unvaccinated Americans for death in America.
Todd Starnes was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS.
It's National Small Business Week, with organizers focused on damage done by COVID-19.
No businesses have been hit harder than small businesses struggling due to COVID, the pandemic that's shuttered one-third of all small businesses across the country. According to a Harvard University-based economic tracker, businesses like Richard Klein's now closed Long Island bookstore.
COVID hit us very, very hard. We lost all our events. And we fell behind on the rent.
In California alone, 40% of small businesses also vanished since January of 2020. The U.S. Small Business Administration's theme for its National Small Business Week's virtual summit this week is celebrating resilience and renewal. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
In Britain, the trial of a blood test to detect cancer shows promise.
If it works, it can potentially save millions of lives. On Monday, Britain's state-run National Health Service begins the world's biggest trial of Grail Incorporated's flagship Galeri blood test that can be used to detect more than 50 types of cancer before symptoms appear. The Galeri test looks at the DNA in a patient's blood to determine if any comes from cancer cells. Earlier diagnosis of cancers leads to dramatically increased survival rates. The NHS said it wanted to recruit 140,000 volunteers in England to see how well the test worked. As part of a randomized control trial, half of the participants will have their blood sample screened with the Galeri test right away. Sal Chiangrasso, Fox News.
Kansas state animal, the buffalo, is being celebrated at the state fair this year with a 700-pound butter sculpture. A sculptor from Iowa, Sarah Pratt, had to do some research on buffaloes before she designed this year's butter statue. Pratt said if she winds up with any extra butter, she may add a buffalo calf or some sunflowers. Pratt, who teaches school by day, lives in West Des Moines with her husband and three children, all of whom help her out with sculpting from the Kansas State Fair to fairs in Iowa or Illinois. So there you go. 7-11 now, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got an abandoned vehicle. This is on I-235 southbound, pretty close to Kellogg. Duck, duck, go. Route you can trust, says, with traffic volumes picking up. Might want to watch for a slowdown there. Again, southbound I-235 right around Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Welcome to Monday. How you doing?
It's Monday. It's great to be back at work after a weekend. I had a three-day weekend. I had Friday off, so good to be back.
Too.
And the old just been hot days every day, just like monotonous, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, with my three-day weekend, of course, just kind of running some errands. And I feel like the heat, though, it wasn't so much the humidity. It was more that dry heat where, you know, at least it wasn't so steamy to the point where as soon as you step outside, it's like you start sweating. But, hey, we've made it through the last few days, and we've got at least a few more days to make it through when it comes to this unseasonable heat because we've got more on the way, especially today, to kickstart our new week out there. So be ready for that. Mostly sunny skies, but you'll still likely notice a kind of a hazy hue to the sky as well due to a lot of that wildfire smoke. That's something else that we saw over the weekend. 95 degrees for a high today, though. South winds at 15 to 25. Gusty at times, and that's going to be one of the main mechanisms that kind of draws in a lot of that unseasonable heat back to the area. Mostly clear skies tonight. Winds still on the breezy side out of the south at 10 to 20. Low of 69. Comfortable by the time we wake up early tomorrow morning, temperature-wise anyway. Partly cloudy skies for your Tuesday. 20% chance of shower, storm, especially towards the latter part of our day and going into our Tuesday night, which is when we'll have to stay weather aware because there could be a strong to severe storm capable of hail and wind. After we see a high of 90 degrees tomorrow, cooling off a little bit, we'll cool off even more Wednesday. High of 86 degrees, 20% chance, lingering shower, storm. After midweek, it's going to be dry. Temperatures back and down into the 80s on Thursday as well, high of 89, but then right back up into the 90s after that, staying dry through the weekend into the start of next week. Right now, we're at 66 degrees with a fair sky, just a few clouds out there. Dew point 59 degrees. The humidity, not too bad out there.
Well, it's, my wife and I were motoring around the city yesterday, and she asked me about that haze. What is that? I said, I think Ronnell said that's a smoke from fires out west or something.
Yeah.
How far?
Still kind of sticking around out there.
You know, how far west? You mean not talking about those ones in Oregon, are you? That far?
No, mainly California area. And it's not just us, Steve. A lot of that smoke kind of going all the way out east, the eastern third of the country, where the East Coast experiencing that same haze, kind of like what we experienced last time when there were a lot of those fires in Oregon.
All right, Kansas State Fair. Have you ever been to the Kansas State Fair, Ronnell?
Honestly, not yet. But if I do go, you'll likely see me with some fried food in my hand.
That's a good idea. Well, if you get up there, look at the butter sculpture because it's a tradition here, and it's going to be, as we said in our story a minute ago, it's going to be a buffalo this year.
Okay.
There's something, if you were going to give folks an idea for what you'd like to see in a butter sculpture, what would you like to see?
Man, you know what? Not to sound redundant, but how about just go for it. How about a butter sculpture of a stick of butter?
That's pretty creative, I tell you. Pretty boring.
Yeah, I know, right?
Pretty boring, too. When I was a kid, I remember going up there and they had a sculpture of Ike and Mamie Eisenhower one year. That was pretty good.
Really? Really?
That was really good.
All right. I'll come up with some better ideas for you.
Better or butter ideas. All right. Thank you, sir. Ronell, 7:15. Yeah. Now, Steve and Ted. Of course, that's a KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:15 here on this Monday morning. And I got to say happy birthday. You got any birthdays, Ted? I've got one. You've got the famous birthdays. This birthday's not so famous. My sister-in-law, Dorothy, is having a birthday today.
Well, that's famous.
That's Jerry's wife, my brother Jerry's wife. And have you met Dorothy? I think you have.
Maybe once, yes.
Yeah. Well, she's having a birthday. She's a delightful person. So if you see her, say happy birthday, Dorothy. Heard about it on the radio. How about that?
That's nice.
Download the Odyssey app to listen to KNSS and make sure you make it a favorite, okay?
Yes, definitely.
One more thing.
Our station, make us a favorite.
We want to be a favorite. The only way to fly. Let's see. On this date in 2001, 2 days after the 9/11 terror attacks, the first few jetliners returned to the nation's skies, but several major airports remained closed.
Yeah, most didn't.
And others opened only briefly. President George W. Bush visited injured Pentagon workers, said he would carry the nation's prayers to New York. This weekend, I don't know if you did any documentary viewing or anything on that, Ted, but there was some things on TV remembering 9/11, and I, frankly, on the 20th anniversary, frankly, over the years, I have pretty much avoided watching anything, and I've been really, I did not know about it. After we covered it on the radio and the tragedy of it, I didn't want to see it anymore. But, the 60 Minutes did a heck of a job yesterday, and there was the History Channel did too. Fascinating. Just
it's
tragic, they found all these great stories of people who did these heroic things.
Yep.
And made me real proud to be an American. Wow. So we got the 20th anniversary of the 9/11.
And one of our local TV stations did a rather absurd retrospective. They had all their news anchors on Saturday night tell what they were doing on 9/11. All these young news anchors on the weekends are all in their early to mid-20s.
So
they just went around the table going, well, I was in first grade. I don't really remember it. They wheeled in a TV, and we watched it in school. And they went to the next person. Yeah, I was in second grade. They brought a TV in, and we watched it in school. They did it just like all five of them. Well, I was in first grade, and then we wheeled a TV in, and I was like, that's a terrible segment.
Not
a well-planned feature.
That's my exact story for the Challenger explosion.
Well, maybe they ought to just find somebody over the age of 30 sometime.
Yeah, I didn't think that was very well done.
Well, it sounds awful. Okay. At any rate, you guys were on Friday morning, I took the day off Friday. You did let me do a little talk segment on what we were doing that day and how that all worked. And I thank you for that. That's some pretty interesting memories. I just one of the things I remembered and I shared with you guys Friday is I think later in the day after I'd got home, or maybe it was the next day, it was another one of those beautiful days.
Yeah, it was.
And I sat on my porch swing and just felt the most depressed I think I've ever felt in my life.
I agree with you. That's how I felt too.
And then I forgot to mention this, but was it 2 or 3 days later our radio stations did something out at Lawrence Stadium, and we had a bunch of firefighters
you were down
there
for that.
We did that too. So anyway, 20 years ago, and a lot of people, a lot of people don't remember it. They were either children or they weren't born yet. 7:19, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's talk about sports for a while with Ted Woodward and talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. They made it exciting yesterday. They kept it close.
Yep. The pro football season off to a pretty exciting start for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns. A big crowd at Arrowhead Stadium yesterday, of course. You heard all the action right here on your radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Chiefs were down at halftime. And it all came down to a late interception by the Kansas City Chiefs. The defense didn't make a lot of stops in the first half, but they came up when they had to.
1:17 to go in the game. Pump faking is Mayfield. Now we'll throw it to the left. Flat. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted on the far side by Mike Hughes in his first National Football League game with the Chiefs. The former Viking first-round pick picks it off, and the Chiefs are going to pull this game out after trailing for 53 game minutes.
Cleveland, the first half, pretty much ran the ball into whatever they wanted.
Yeah, Chiefs defense didn't have things figured out.
And, yeah.
But they did at the end. They got it done when they
at
had
halftime,
to.
At halftime, they made some adjustments, right?
Yep. And the Chiefs win the game 33-29, the final score. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, 337 yards passing, 3 touchdowns through the air, 1 more on the ground. As the Chiefs, once again, their early season magic, Chiefs have won 15 straight in the month of September. Patrick Mahomes has never lost a game in September for
the
Chiefs.
How about that?
Yeah. Or throwing an interception in the month of September. Chiefs beat the Browns 33-29. Get the season off to a 1-0 start. Nice win yesterday for the Chiefs. Let's just, and we have Monday Night Football. Everybody in the division won yesterday. The Chiefs, the Broncos, and the Chargers. The Las Vegas Raiders play tonight on Monday Night Football. The Raiders host the Browns. I'm sorry, they host the Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, at 7 o'clock tonight. And you can listen to that game live, Monday Night Football, on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Before that, we'll talk volleyball, the weekly coaches show with Shocker volleyball coach Chris Lamb at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH. The Shockers are off to a 5-1 start on the season. And we did have a minor league baseball yesterday afternoon at Riverfront Stadium. The Wichita Wind Surge beat the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 6-2 as pitchers combined for a two-hitter for the Wind Surge. Wichita has a day off today, of course, on a Monday. Wichita still has the number one record in the league and now a 3-game lead for a playoff spot with 6 games to go. That was a big win yesterday. Off day today for the Surge. And Major League action yesterday afternoon. The Kansas City Royals in Minnesota taking on the Twins. And it was a big day at the plate for Whit Merrifield. You heard the game on KFH.
Here's the lefty, the pitch. Whit down the right. He's a lefty. The pitch is on the hands of Witt down the right field line, and that's on the line. And is that a fair ball? Yes, it is. Coming around to score is Ryan O'Hearn, and the umpire ruled it a fair ball. Making it all the way to third is Sebastian Rivero, and Whit Merrifield will have another double, his 35th this year, and give the Royals a 3-1 lead.
And Casey would go on to win it 5-3. A winning road trip. They took 4-7 on the road. Off day today for the Royals. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
KNSS News time now, 7:23. Keep it here for House Call for Health. One device is keeping students COVID-free in an Arizona school. Going to tell you about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.